This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He'll be back on the witness stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. David Pecker, the one-time National Enquirer publisher, accused of working with Donald Trump to bury negative stories during the 2016 campaign. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial.
The prosecution began with opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial, saying he orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then it was the defense's turn, with Trump's lawyer telling jurors, spoiler alert, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up stories about his sex life during the 2016 campaign, which he denies. After court, Trump said the day went well, but it's an unfair case. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The House has passed it. Now it's on to the Senate for a bill that would provide billions in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The Senate is expected to vote on $95 billion in war aid. $61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. In order to gain more votes, House Republicans added a bill to the package that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake within a year. Donna Water, Washington.
The tension over Israel's war with Hamas is playing out on college campuses here in the U.S. Columbia University in New York canceled in-person classes yesterday. Dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale. And the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public Monday as colleges tried to defuse campus tensions. Five people found dead in a home in Oklahoma City. No word yet on what happened. This is AP News. The latest now on the shooting of an airport director by federal agents. The AP's Norman Hall.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan has asked the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to provide documents and information about its raid at the home last month of the Little Rock, Arkansas airport director. Brian Malinowski died days after he was shot March 19th at his home in Little Rock while a warrant was being served. The ATF said agents returned fire after Malinowski shot at the agents, striking and injuring one of them. Representative Jordan, in a letter, wrote that Malinowski exercises Second Amendment rights and was a firearms enthusiast. Jordan and other GOP lawmakers are questioning whether deadly force was justified. Norman Hall, Washington.
A beloved ostrich at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas has died after swallowing a staff member's keys. Zookeepers say they're devastated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.